Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode of Swindled may contain graphic descriptions or audio recordings of disturbing events which may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
OHS starts back in 1989 when I found myself in a neurological institute suffering from an L4, L5 spine injury. Before that, I was working full-time, finishing my degree in holistic nutrition and exercise. I got frustrated with doctors not communicating with each other so I could be looked at and be treated holistically. After not agreeing to exploratory surgery, I left and sought out a friend who ran a progressive rehab clinic. He was a chiropractor and had many other types of doctors as consultants to help evaluate my needs. He treated me holistically with adjustments, percussion massage, stimulators, aggressive rehab movements, and many other things, like from meditation techniques to even acupuncture. The only missing link was nutrition at the cellular level, ensuring that nutrients could be delivered to help my body heal. That's where my training came in.
After a car accident in 1989, Douglas Grant wasn't sure if he would ever walk again. He had grown frustrated with the methods and the results of traditional physical and pharmaceutical treatment. Nothing these so-called doctors tried ever seemed to work, and now they wanted to cut into him. Douglas Grant politely declined. And the 23-year-old began exploring alternative options, which were based more on nutrition and body optimization rather than pills and surgeries. And by the end of his recovery journey, Doug was walking again, even running. In fact, by the end of his journey, Doug Grant was winning gold medals in powerlifting competitions. He had also completed 5 professional trainer certifications and received a degree in nutrition from the American Holistic College of Nutrition, a school whose name sounds like it's some kind of non-accredited fringe method correspondence program, and that's because it is. Doug Grant, a brand new man, was inspired to share his wealth of knowledge and experience with the rest of the world. His passion ultimately became his career in the late 90s when he created Optimal Health Systems, a holistic health company committed to raising the quote, standard of health and fitness by providing superior systems of extraordinary service, motivational support, and customized nutrition, exercise, and specific supplementation, creating for every individual the expectation and ability to achieve optimal health. What Optimal Health Systems sold was the end products of what Doug claimed was over a decade of consultations with more than 5,000 health professionals. There was a complete nutrition supplement, rejuvenation and digestive repair formulas, as well as a cleansing product that claimed to be the quote, most unique and effective formula for cleansing the bowels. Doug's company even maintained a professional advisory council of doctors, researchers, and writers in order to further its mission of discovering and sharing the truth about total human health and optimization. Doug Grant's company was a huge success. He was even hired on as the team nutritionist for the Phoenix Suns, his hometown professional basketball team.
After helping an NBA athlete by the name of Danny Ainge and a few of his friends like Charles Barkley, Dan Marley, and a few others, I found myself training many of the Phoenix Suns players out of my little training center called NutriStrength in Mesa, Arizona. You know, it was a little place located in the same building as a low-budget crematorium mortuary. I would tell my clients to see us first or see them sooner. But back to the story.
Yeah, I'll take it from here, because it gets weird. To put it bluntly, Doug Grant's success ultimately ruined his marriage. Constant traveling and multiple affairs can really take its toll. Things were a bit complicated at home, to say the least, but it hadn't always been that way. Doug met his wife, Faylin, in 1993 at a gym he owned. They were perfect for each other. Both were recently divorced with children from their previous marriages. Faylin also had a background in nutrition just like Doug, and both had been raised in the Mormon church. They married quickly, had two more children of their own. And now, thanks to Doug's infidelity, 7 years later, it had all come to an end. Within a year of the separation, 34-year-old Doug Grant had fallen in love with another woman, Hillary DeWitt, the 19-year-old receptionist at his company, the same Hillary DeWitt that Doug's ex-wife Faylene used to babysit when she was little. Both Doug and Hillary admit that they were crazy about one another, which made it all the more surprising when Doug announced a year into the relationship that he had remarried Faylene. It happened on a business trip to Dallas in July 2001, Doug claims. He and Faylene were there together to settle a company lawsuit. They began to talk about their kids and family and broached the idea of reconciliation. Afterwards, Faylene traveled to the Mormon temple in San Diego to ask God for a sign. She called Doug afterwards. He told ABC News, quote, "I get a phone call bright and early, and on the other end of the phone is Faylene. And she goes, I was told in the San Diego temple from God to remarry you." Doug couldn't argue with that, so he met his ex-wife, fiance in California, and they drove to Las Vegas to get married at the Excalibur. Young Hillary was heartbroken. She punched Doug in the chest when he told her and stormed off her job at Optimal Health Systems and moved back home with their parents. Within days, Hillary started receiving phone calls and letters from Faylene Grant, her former babysitter and co-worker, as well as ex-boyfriend and boss's ex and current wife, and the two hit it off. Faylene was like a sister, a mother, a spiritual advisor, a best friend, all wrapped up into one for me, Hillary told ABC News. But some of the things Faylene wrote in the letters to Hillary seemed odd. Faylene had become obsessed with death. She discussed it as if it were breathing down her neck. And Faylene made a request of Hillary DeWitt just 2 months into her remarriage with Doug. Quote, "I want you to be the mother of my children. I want you to teach them how precious each of my Heavenly Father's children is, and remind them that they are not only precious to Heavenly Father, but to their mother, who has been physically called to serve her mission elsewhere." She knew she was going to die, Hillary told ABC, and that it was going to be really, really soon. The day after that letter was written, for their second honeymoon, Doug and Faylene Grant traveled to Utah to visit historic Mormon landmarks, which included hiking the canyons of the Timpanogos Cave National Monument. The newlyweds were admiring the view from 1,000 feet when Faylene looked up to the sky. She said she could see God in the clouds.
"I got up and said, Faylene, as I started going to where that rock wall was, a good 10, 12 feet away, where I could see her, she slipped."
Doug Grant raced down to the base of the cliff where Faylene had fallen 60 feet below. He found her fully conscious and standing on her feet with no major injuries, only cuts and bruises. A tree had cushioned her fall. Doug took Faylene to a nearby hospital just to be safe. She was released 90 minutes later with a mostly clean bill of health and a prescription for pain pills. The couple stayed at a nearby friend's house and returned to their home in Gilbert, Arizona 2 days later. According to Paul Rubin at the Phoenix New Times, in private conversations, Faylene Grant told friends and family that she was supposed to die that day. When describing what happened, she said, quote, "I just fell, and I felt like I was floating, and I didn't scream out." Faylene Grant may have been at peace during her little tumble, but afterwards she was in a lot of pain and she was having trouble sleeping. So Doug contacted a physician assistant friend of his named Chad White, who injected Faylene with pain medication and prescribed a muscle relaxant and sleeping pills. That night, shortly before daybreak, under the influence of her meds, Faylene accidentally urinated in the bed. Doug says he helped his wife into the bathtub, left the room, and fell back asleep. When he awoke about an hour later, around 7:30 a.m., the house was eerily quiet. Doug went to check on his wife and found her still lying in the water, unresponsive. Instead of immediately calling emergency services, Doug carried Faylene from the bathtub and placed her on the bed. He then called Chad White, the physician assistant, who dialed 911 on the way to the Grant home at 7:56 a.m.
A friend of mine, he said that his wife is unconscious. Someone's calling 911 and need you to pick up. I'm afraid to.
Faylene Grant was rushed to Valley Lutheran Hospital in Mesa, Arizona. She was taken off life support and pronounced dead at 4:37 p.m. on September 27, 2001. She was 35 years old. The autopsy revealed that Faylene Grant had drowned and that she had 5 times the recommended dosage of sleeping medication in her blood. The police had assumed her death was accidental. The coroner's report listed the cause as undetermined. Not even 24 hours after his wife died, Doug Grant was meeting his ex-girlfriend Hillary DeWitt at a local park. According to one of Hillary's friends, Doug put his hands on Hillary's hips and told her, quote, "I miss these." The two were married less than a month after Faylene's death. This decision by Doug naturally caught the attention of Faylene's family, many of whom still worked for him at Optimal Health Systems. Both the quick marriage to Hillary and the fact that he did not immediately call 911 when he discovered Faylene's body had raised some eyebrows around town, including those of a detective at the Gilbert Police Department, who decided to investigate further. However, Doug and Hillary defended their marriage by claiming it was what Faylene wanted. There were letters and journal entries from the late woman that helped their case, including one dated a few days before her death that expressed the desire for Doug and Hillary to marry immediately so they could sit together as husband and wife at her funeral. "Life is beautiful beyond our comprehension," Faylene wrote. "I hope each and every one of you have the most glorious life ever to be had." Many of Faylene's writings often articulated this vision for Doug and Hillary, which she sometimes referred to as Doug's vision. "He dreams it every night now," Faylene once wrote. Investigators believed Doug had manipulated his wife into accepting her fate. In 2005, a friend of Doug Grant's named Jill McKellia offered Faylene's family new information about the case in exchange for $10,000. The family contacted the police about the extortion attempt and arranged a meeting that was secretly recorded in which McKellia described to the family how Doug Grant physically held Faylene's head underwater while she was in a drugged state. Investigators threatened to charge Jim McKellia for extortion unless he attempted to lure a confession out of Doug Grant while wearing a wire, which he would eventually try to do but was unsuccessful. McKellia would later retract his version of events, telling the Phoenix New Times, quote, "Doug is an asshole, but I can't honestly say if he did or didn't kill Faylene." But even without the help of a star witness, Detective Cy Ray, who had been accused of withholding evidence and tampering with witnesses in the case, was confident he could prove that Douglas Grant killed his wife, telling the suspect, quote, "I wholeheartedly believe, without any doubts, that you killed Faylene. I believe that I can prove that it was a financially motivated crime, for the most part. You stood to gain roughly $400,000 in doing so, and you did collect the majority of that." That's true. When Faylene died, Doug Grant received about $300,000 as the sole beneficiary of her life insurance policy. Jill McKellia had also claimed that Doug feared that Faylene would eventually leave him again, and he'd be responsible for paying almost $3,000 a month in child support and alimony. There was also Faylene's share of the settlement from the business lawsuit that had sparked their remarriage. But all totaled, was that enough money for Doug to murder the mother of his children? That would be left up to a jury to decide. Doug Grant was arrested and charged with first-degree murder on July 14, 2005. The trial, which began in November 2008, included 4 months of testimony that detailed the lies and the love affairs and the greed that led to the death of Faylene Grant.
"We, the jury, duly impaneled and sworn upon our oaths, do find the defendant, Douglas D. Grant, as to count one, first-degree murder, unable to agree. We, the jury, do find the defendant on the lesser included offense of second degree murder, unable to agree. We, the jury, do find the defendant on the lesser included offense of manslaughter guilty."
After 12 days of deliberation, the jury found Doug Grant guilty of manslaughter, mostly for not making the call to 911, a Class 2 non-dangerous felony. Doug was sentenced to 5 years in prison, thanks to the pleas of leniency from family and friends, and he was released after serving just a little more than 4. After getting out of state prison in 2013, Doug Grant rejoined his wife Hillary and their new baby girl he had left behind. Doug also relaunched his business, Optimal Health Systems, where he continues his mission of motivating, educating, and empowering you to be the best you that you can be.
Hello, I'm Doug Grant, the founder and chief formulator for Optimal Health Systems.
Interestingly enough, and the reason we're talking about Doug in the first place, is that back in the year 2000, right before the mysterious death of his wife, Doug Grant was also the chief formulator of a vitamin called the greatest vitamin in the world. It was a miracle product slash business opportunity that was sold via late night television infomercials by a charismatic and recognizable pitchman named Don LaPree. Years later, the greatest vitamin in the world would prove to be a scam for those who bought into it, and it would prove to be the last straw for the man who sold it. The television salesman's various products and schemes help him ascend from rags to riches, back to rags again, on this episode of Swindled.
They bribed government officials,
clear violations of federal and state law,
pay to play
millions of taxpayer dollars that were wasted,
paid tens of millions of dollars,
$1 billion.
Falsifying its books and records,
responsible for the collapse of the entire system.
And in the role of some kind of swindler, is that right?
In just a few minutes, you're going to meet a young man who never graduated from high school and with no money and no help from anyone, made it to the top. His name is Don LaPree.
Don LaPree is now a multi-millionaire, and he's one of the most talked about entrepreneurs in the United States today.
You'll also hear some amazing stories of how people just like you and me are using Don's package.
And have changed their lives forever.
I've seen the pain and suffering and the poor side of the world, Don LaPree told the Phoenix New Times, and it wasn't something the born entrepreneur ever planned to experience again. After dropping out of high school, Don had painted houses for his father's company in the unforgiving heat of Arizona, and he had also sold used furniture that he would find on the side of the road just to make ends meet. It wasn't glamorous, but Don LaPree claimed that, at the time, he was too naive to be negative. He claimed that on average he was only depressed 1 day per year. The rest of his days were spent plowing ahead, full of energy and diluted with confidence, trying to come up with the next big idea that would make him rich. And in 1988, Don LaPree thought he had finally stumbled upon that idea. At 24 years old, he launched a dating service called the 1828 Club. Don sank everything he had and more into the business, with the hopes that it would catch on soon, but it never did. Don LaPree declared bankruptcy less than 2 months later. In 1988, he had also gotten married. Don told the New Times that he and his bride Sally Redondo drove to Las Vegas without wedding rings and only $110 to their name. After they exchanged their vows, Don told Sally that he was $35,000 in debt. Congratulations. But he had a plan to get back on his feet. In 1990, with Sally by his side, Don LaPree launched another business called Unknown Concepts. It was a credit repair business that, according to quackwatch.org, led prospective customers to believe that they could obtain credit cards and other benefits from the company, when in reality, Unknown Concepts was merely a middleman providing contact information to companies who could actually do those things. Turns out the LaPree's credit deception was a violation of Arizona's Consumer Fraud Act. The couple was ordered to pay civil penalties, as well as more than $5,000 in restitution, and they were banned from the credit industry. But never fear, Don LaPree had another idea.
To order the Cash Connection Manual, Audio Cassette, and Forms Kit for only $59.95 plus shipping and handling, call the toll-free number on your screen now. Have your Visa, MasterCard, or American Express card ready when you call, or send check or money order for just $59.95 plus shipping and handling. Cash Connection comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. Order now.
Cash Connections was an instructional guide authored by Don LaPree on how to recover Federal Home Association insurance refunds. LaPree claimed that the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development was sitting on millions of dollars of unclaimed refunds that legally and rightfully belonged to the people who had paid off their FHA loans in good faith. Don's idea was to call these people who were owed refunds, complete the refund process on their behalf, and then take a cut. Listen to how easy it could be.
Hello, is this Mike? Mike, this is Don LaPree. I'm a processor and locating recipients for unclaimed funds. Mike, you should receive your check by the 15th. If you have any questions, give me a call. You bet. Bye-bye.
Boom. $500 richer. And the best part was that there were enough of these prospective refundees to go around. All one had to do was pick a name on the list, call them up from the comfort of your own home, process the refund, and slice a little off the top. Don LaPree claimed he was making $1,000 a day doing this, and all the information needed for you to get started could be found in his $85, 36-page Cash Connections manual and audio cassette. It worked for Don LaPree, and it could work for you. Dreams do come true. Isn't that right, Sally?
My life now is a dream since Cash Connections have came into it. I finally get to get braces on my teeth, which I've always wanted to do. And everything I want now, I can get as long as Don is doing Cash Connections.
Cash Connections marked the first instance in which Don LaPree employed the use of late-night television infomercials to heavily advertise a product. And now that he actually had a product that proved profitable, Don began placing classified ads in newspapers across the country to take his business to the next level.
The second way to make money that I stumbled onto was placing tiny classified ads in the newspaper.
Don claimed that by placing these tiny classified ads in thousands of newspapers, he was raking in $30 to $40 in profit per ad for a total of $50,000 per week. LaPree claimed that he had become a multimillionaire in less than a year, all while working out of a single one-bedroom apartment. But why stop there?
My friend Bob Salerno calls me up and he says, "Don, you gotta get a 900 line." Well, I said, "Bob, you're crazy. I'm making a fortune placing my tiny classified ads. I don't know anything about the 900 business. I don't know anything about computers. I don't want to have computer equipment. I don't want to have to answer 900 calls. Leave me alone. Let me place my ads. Let me make my fortune in peace. Just leave me alone."
Apparently, Bob was persistent, because Don LaPree did eventually secure a 900 number, which he also marketed using his classified ads method. Soon he began collecting thousands more dollars per day simply by broadcasting preset horoscope information, dating advice, and sports news for $2.99 per minute. It was just too easy. The secret to making money was no longer a secret.
Don LaPree worked his way from bankruptcy to financial independence in less than a year. How did he do it? It was easy, and he's ready to pass his money-making secrets on to you. They're all here in this money-making package, available only through this program. Call this number now and receive all of Don's secrets for making money on your own and becoming financially independent.
Don LaPree packaged all of his money-making strategies into a collection of brochures, audio cassettes, and videotapes that he had dubbed Money Making Secrets. For one low payment of $39.95, a hungry entrepreneur could unlock the door to Don LaPree's wealth of invaluable information, which included helpful tips and tricks to getting rich quickly, such as don't quit your day job and get rid of your ugly friends. Check and check.
It's unbelievable. The first time the checks were in the mailbox, I could not believe it.
Just by ordering the Making Money package, by placing one tiny ad after another, you have generated over $200,000 in 5 months.
It don't even sound right.
Does it?
Once again, LaPree advertised his money-making secrets using infomercials in which he would break down just how simple it was to make a fortune while using the vaguest of terms and the highest of energies. All one had to do was believe in thyself, think positively, reach for the stars. It should be noted that one would also have to develop a desirable product on their own or decide on something to resell in the market with demand, but let's not get bogged down in the fine print. Figure that much out yourself and then let Don LaPree help with the rest. You could trust him. He was successful. Don't believe me. Just look at the infomercial. He was on a beach. Checkmate. And let's say you did design, build, and manufacture an incredible product in the early 90s. It just so happens that in 1994, Don LaPree had opened a retail chain of what he called the Incredible Product Store. Now, Don wasn't about to buy your product from you and sit on a bunch of dusty old inventory while he tried to resell it himself. That would be moronic. Instead, how about this? You would actually pay him. Because the Incredible Product Store wasn't selling products, it was selling advertising space. Each vendor could purchase a booth in the store to house its own marketing materials, which prospective customers could peruse for free. It was a sad museum of dying dreams. Here's Don LaPree trying to sell the concept to Alan Thicke, the guy who played the dad on Growing Pains. Mr. Thicke can hardly contain his excitement.
Okay, let's say you did, that's what it would look like. What do you think?
Hello.
Is that exciting?
Sold.
It gets more exciting, let me
tell
you. No, it gets more exciting. Located directly below this are brochures explaining your helicopter.
I am excited.
Somebody picks up a brochure, they read it, they get excited, and they want to buy it.
I am excited. Okay. I don't jump up and down like that guy Mike, you know, in the psychedelic sweaters. That's his thing. I don't want to be a copycat, but when you said brochures, I'm excited.
Okay.
When it came to bad ideas, Don LaPree was full of them. On top of the Incredible Product Store, he also launched the National Lifetime Reminder Service, which would provide customers with a postcard reminder of important dates, such as birthdays and anniversaries, with the option to purchase a carefully curated gift basket, a $100 value, for only $39.95. Don LaPree claimed that his reminder service generated more than $80,000 a day, which might be true, considering he sold them in bulk. In true pyramid scheme fashion, customers of the reminder service were encouraged to buy 100 membership kits at a time to resell. But don't worry, Don LaPree wouldn't leave his sales representatives to their own devices. He included helpful sales strategies with every purchase. As you will hear, the product practically sells itself.
One of the easiest ways to sell is when you're talking to somebody, ask them a question. Say, can I ask you a question? And you start off by saying, what would you think of a reminder service that would send you a postcard 1 week before anybody's birthday, any holiday, any special event, anybody's anniversary that you wanted to be reminded of? Do you think that's a good idea if there was a service that would actually remind you 1 week before by sending you a postcard in the mail? And if they say, yeah, it sounds like a good idea, you can continue by saying, what would you say if the service was $39 and they, for the rest of your life, they reminded you about anything that you wanted to be reminded of? So you're simply just asking that person a question. That person will never know that you're trying to sell them or that you're presenting the reminder service to them. If that same person said, no, I don't think it's that good of an idea, you can just say, yeah, I was thinking about it. I guess not. Boom.
Boom. Money in the bank. Quite literally. At its peak, Don LaPree's new strategies company reported $60 million a year in profits, and his pervasive infomercials transformed him into a household name.
Well, you know that guy that you see on late night television, that Don LaPree? This is a guy. Have you seen this guy? He shows you how you can make millions and millions of dollars by placing tiny little ads in newspapers around the country.
Sure, yes.
You've seen the guy?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know if it's on the level or what. I was watching television late last night. Take a look at what I saw. Here's the guy, Don LaPree, right there. Take a look.
David Letterman spent thousands of dollars on quintuple bypass surgery when all of his problems could have been solved by placing tiny classified ads in newspapers all over the country.
Is there action? Is that? Look into that. It's a lawsuit, isn't there? It's a lawsuit waiting to happen. Am I right, ladies and gentlemen?
Throughout the 90s, Don LaPree became known as the king of infomercials. but his reign would be short-lived. And naturally, just as soon as the story gets good, here comes a commercial to interrupt the flow.
The following is a paid program. The program you're watching is a paid advertisement for Making Money Secrets. Success stories of Don LaPree and others described on this show represent the great results of only those individuals. As with any business, you could make more or less.
As with any business, Don LaPree's new strategies company had good years and bad years. There were minor setbacks and record-breaking quarters. Sometimes there were thousands of customer complaints to the Better Business Bureau, along with multiple years of unpaid unemployment and withholding taxes. Other times there were millions of dollars lost in bad investments in Mexican land deals. But that's business. These things happen. And all of those things seemed to happen to Don LaPree all at once. His companies were being accused of misrepresenting what they were selling, and there were complaints about the advertised prices becoming grossly inflated after multiple upsells and back-end services. Also, customers were finding it difficult to obtain the 30-day money-back guarantee that was promoted so confidently, leading many to suggest that Don LaPree was running a scam.
Being on boss, find out how to do it.
Tossed in the midst of late night and weekend television is a parade of people offering business opportunities and get-rich-quick plans. They are convincing. Barbara Hall thought so. She was particularly impressed with the pitch from Don LaPree. He sells a kit that tells you how to start your own 900-number business. Hall purchased the starter kit for $65. She was surprised to find out how much more it would cost to get started.
From $125 up to $2,000. And I'm retired. I have no job. And I can't possibly see myself going to a bank and say, I want to borrow $2,000.
Paul says the new strategies company tried to charge her to set up a phone line, but her credit card company turned them down because it would put her over her limit.
On top of having the consumer agencies on his back, some of Don LaPree's business ventures, like the Incredible Product Store and his Three Ways website campaign, had failed. Combined with his out-of-control spending at home, Don LaPree found himself hemorrhaging cash in the late 90s, and if something didn't change quickly, he would be moving back into that one-bedroom apartment he was always talking about. Don LaPree definitely wouldn't be moving to the residences he planned to build in Mexico, though, because that plan went down the tubes along with the $4 million he had invested into it after the developers realized that nobody wanted to buy a home 50 miles away from the city. As a result, Don LaPree filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in the summer of 1999, and he reorganized his company, which meant layoffs were on the horizon. Former employees say there were tears in Don's eyes the moment he broke the bad news. A salesman named Elliot Storch talked about his boss and described that day to the Phoenix New Times, quote, "From what I've seen of Don, he doesn't appear to be a bad person. He has done everything he possibly can within his power to get to where he is today, even if he has to convince himself he's helping people out. I genuinely believe he was distraught when he told us the company was going bankrupt. He got up and cried in front of everybody. He said, if I had a gun right now, I'd shoot myself." Instead, Don LaPree picked himself up once again and returned to the familiar territory of infomercials, this time with a new team of consultants and managers and a $1 million loan from his credit card processing merchant, as well as a brand new product ready for sale.
When Don LaPree first came to me and my formulation team, I thought he was joking when he said, spare no expense and assemble whatever research was necessary to create the greatest vitamin in the world. We have never had so much unlimited freedom to create a formula this complete. We took over 100 years of research experience from our formulation team and put it into one formula. The best way I can explain this is if you have the world's leading research team at your disposal and someone came to you and asked you to create the ultimate product for the body, you would end up with the greatest vitamin in the world.
Well, if it isn't our old friend Doug Grant, the chief formulator at Optimal Health Systems, master manipulator and alleged wife killer. Don LaPree had approached Doug Grant about creating a vitamin product that he could sell in connection with another internet-based marketing business.
The vitamin is so amazing, we decided to call it the greatest vitamin in the world.
The greatest vitamin in the world contained the same ingredients that just about every vitamin contains. Herbs, probiotics, vitamins, minerals, food substances, etc. But that's not what made the greatest vitamin in the world special. No, what made the greatest vitamin, was its miraculous healing powers. A brochure promoting the product suggested that it could help prevent or treat everything from stress and obesity to diabetes and cancer. The Greatest Vitamins website backed up these claims with testimonials from people with first-hand experience. One of them read, quote, "I've been living with a disease called Crohn's disease for 50 years. It's a very debilitating disease. The Greatest Vitamin in the world has laid all the pain and all of the disabilities of the disease and put them off into a corner." Another testimonial read, "I've lived in a house that had mold in it. I became very, very ill. Once I started on the vitamin just recently, the pain completely left my body." Healing power in pill form for only $40 a bottle. Not bad.
How much is a bottle of these vitamins?
Well, actually, it should cost over $200 because we use some of the most expensive ingredients known to man. But listen to this. It's under $40 plus shipping and handling.
But wait, there's more. In addition to offering total optimal health to its users, the Greatest Vitamin in the world also presented the easiest financial opportunity in the world, according to Don LaPree. For every 20 people you could get to try the vitamin, a check in the amount of $1,000 would be sent to your home. It was that easy. All you had to do was send Don LaPree $35 to become an independent advertiser, which included a custom-built website for your new vitamin business. All of the hard work was done for you. The next step was just to sit back and watch the money roll in.
I can make $100 an hour and don't have to be on a 9-to-5 job.
In just 2 days, I earned $6,000.
It's so easy, it blows me away, especially my wife.
The vitamin itself is absolutely amazing, but to make more than $500 an hour since I started, I mean, that's unbelievable.
This is probably the easiest money I've ever made. I've made over $2,000 an hour. That's more than a lot of doctors make or lawyers.
But according to Dr. Stephen Barrett's Quackwatch website, not only were the ingredients of the greatest vitamin in the world similar to those that could be found in drugstores for a few pennies per dose, the numbers Don LaPree advertised regarding the associated business opportunity simply did not add up. The retail cost of the vitamins were roughly $40 plus $8.95 for shipping and handling. 20 purchases at that price would amount to a little more than $900 for the business. If Don LaPree were sending out $1,000 checks to those who had recruited 20 buyers, that meant that he was taking a loss for every independent advertiser that fulfilled that quota. But maybe that was part of Don LaPree's plan all along.
Don't go away, because when we come back, you're going to be shocked by what some of the people are saying who got Don's money-making package.
So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more incredible ways to make money.
Don LaPree has done it again.
Starting out of a one-bedroom apartment,
Don took tiny classifieds and generated millions of dollars.
Now Don has outdone himself by creating the most incredible way in the world
that you could make a fortune week after week with a product that everyone needs.
The greatest vitamin in the world.
And listen to this. There is over $1.5 billion a week spent on vitamins and minerals.
So Don took his money-making skill,
combined it with the greatest vitamin in the world,
and the result is a super simple way for you to tap into this exploding market
and put money in your pocket week after week.
For a woman named Kelly Fu, becoming an independent advertiser for the greatest vitamin in the world seemed too good to be true. All she had to do was convince 20 people to try the vitamin, and she would be $1,000 richer. However, the setup cost had piled up and far surpassed the advertised $35 fee. Kelly Fu told CBS News that after all of the extras the company pushed on her, the cost of her sales website amounted to more than $5,000, and she never made any of that money back. By Kelly's calculations, her greatest vitamin website received one visit the entire time it was operating. Charles from New Jersey had a similar experience. The unemployed man filed a complaint against LaPree's company in 2007, claiming to have spent more than $6,000 trying to get his vitamin business up and running. When Charles tried to cancel his plan and obtain a refund before the 60-day deadline, he was unable to reach a customer service representative who could help him. There were hundreds of thousands of independent advertisers just like Kelly and Charles who found out the hard way that the greatest vitamin in the world was nothing more than a front for Don LaPree to sell overpriced and ineffective websites. Ineffective because there were 200,000 clones selling the same vitamins at retail price with virtually no demand, while the already discouraged independent advertisers unloaded their inventories on eBay for pennies on the dollar. The business was worthless. Meanwhile, the Food and Drug Administration had already sent warnings to Don LaPree about the efficacy claims repeated in the vitamins commercials, brochures, and websites. In 2005, the FDA warned that the greatest vitamin in the world was, quote, not generally recognized as safe and effective in treating diabetes, stroke, heart disease, insomnia, cancer, and more, as it had publicly claimed. The following year, the FDA warned Don LaPree again when the changes he made in response to the original citation were still considered misleading. In 2007, Don LaPree's vitamin business was finally shut down after an investigation by the U.S. Postal Inspection Service culminated in a raid on his home and offices. A grand jury had indicted LaPree on 41 counts of conspiracy, mail fraud, wire fraud, and promotional money laundering. He was accused of greatly exaggerating the income potential of the greatest vitamin program and misleading buyers about the effectiveness of the internet-based businesses. In total, the indictment alleged that from 2004 to 2007, more than 225,000 people invested almost $52 million into the greatest vitamin in the world, which paid out just $6.3 million in commissions. If convicted, Don LaPree would face up to 25 years in federal prison, in addition to potentially millions of dollars in penalties and fines. Don LaPree probably would have pled not guilty to those charges had he bothered to show up to his arraignment in June 2011. Instead, Don went into hiding, which led to a warrant being issued for his arrest. The police tracked him down less than 24 hours later.
Breaking news out of Tempe right now as U.S. Marshals track down a wanted Valley TV pitchman. Donald LaPree is charged with running a nationwide scheme to sell essentially worthless internet-based businesses. He was supposed to be in court yesterday, but he didn't show. Marshals tell us they caught him at a Warner Road in Priesta tonight, but they wouldn't release any more details about that.
Allow me. U.S. Marshals found Don LaPree at a Lifetime Fitness gym in Tempe, Arizona, where he had been hiding for the past several days. When taken into custody, authorities noticed that LaPree had, quote, very deep cuts in his groin area. The pitchman apparently had attempted to take his own life by slicing his femoral artery. After undergoing emergency surgery, Don LaPree was taken to jail where he would remain until his trial a few months later. LaPree's attorney filed a motion seeking his temporary release, claiming his client was no longer a flight risk, but the request was ultimately denied. The king of infomercials was stuck behind bars, awaiting his fate for crimes Don claimed he never committed. It was never his intention to hurt anybody. On his website, Don LaPree posted a message in defense of himself before he was hauled off to jail. He also included a photo collage of his children and property. The note was titled Never Stop Dreaming, and it reads, quote, I tried to create the best product on earth, paid out millions, made very little trying to make it a success, had attorneys review my entire company, paid out millions in refunds, tried to make the commission and products better every single year, and in spite of all of that, I have been accused of something I did not do. I did not have the perfect company, but never once did I allow one thing to be done that would violate any law. Nevertheless, because the majority of people did not make money, in spite of every one of them being able to make as many $1,000 checks as they wanted, I am left to fight a battle that will for sure destroy what energy I have left inside. I hope the pictures below motivate you to take a chance in life and try to do the impossible. It did not work out for me with my vitamins, but I believe that being willing to fail is part of having a chance at success. Never stop dreaming. And for all those who sent me testimonials of what you did because of some of my help, I am grateful I made a small difference in your life. Signed, DL. On Sunday, October 2nd, 2011, at 8:30 a.m., 2 days before his trial was set to begin, U.S. Marshals found Don LaPree's lifeless body lying on the bed inside of a holding cell in Florence, Arizona. The 47-year-old entrepreneur had slashed his own throat with a razor blade and concealed the wounds with clothing so that it would take the guards longer to notice and to allow less time to save his life. Every show must come to an end. I fail at more things than anyone I've ever met, Don LaPree told the Phoenix New Times one time after going bankrupt. But I try more things than anyone I've ever met. I'm a good loser.
There is so much money out there. Most people in America have no idea how easy it is to make money in the United States. Well, after this show, you'll no longer be able to say, no one ever told you. After I show you what you could have been doing for the last 5 years, you won't be able to sleep tonight. This is going to drive you crazy.
Swindled is written, researched, produced, and hosted by me, a concerned citizen, with original music by Trevor Howard, aka Deformer, aka the chief formulator of The Lungs, which is his noisy punk band who just released their debut album called Psychic Tombs. Go listen to it on Spotify or Apple Music or wherever. Better yet, go buy the record. I'll put a link in the show notes. The Lungs, Psychic Tombs. For more information about Swindled, you can visit swindledpodcast.com and follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Swindled Podcast. Or you can send us a postcard at P.O. Box 6044, Austin, Texas 78762. But please, no packages. We do not trust you. Swindled is a completely independent production, which means no network, no investors, no bosses, no shadowy money men, no suicidal pitchmen. And we plan to keep it that way. But we need your support. Become a valued listener at patreon.com/swindled. For as little as $5 a month, you will receive early access to new episodes.
I am excited.
And exclusive access to bonus episodes, which you can't find anywhere else.
I am excited.
Also, everything on Patreon is commercial free.
So,
and you can listen right inside of your favorite podcast app, just like you're doing right now.
Hello.
New bonus episodes are on the way. Help us out. patreon.com/swindled. Or if you want to support the show and need something to wear for your next infomercial, consider buying something you don't need at swindledpodcast.com/shop. There are stickers, patches, hats, hoodies, posters, t-shirts, and more. swindledpodcast.com/shop. And remember to use the coupon code CAPITALISM to receive 10% off your order. If you don't want anything in return for your support, you can always simply donate using the form on the homepage. That's it. Thanks for listening.
My name is Kristen from Charlotte, North Carolina.
My name is Kyle from Utah, California.
Hi, my name is Max. I'm from Brooklyn, and I'm a concerned citizen.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.